Update of the avalanche forecast for Tuesday, the 31st of March 2026. Wind slabs represent the main danger. Weakly bonded old snow is to be evaluated with care and prudence. All day it applies above the treeline, considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above the treeline, we have a wind slab problem, this in all aspects. Furthermore, all day, above 2,200 meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. As a consequence of new snow and a strong to storm force wind, extensive wind slabs will form in all aspects. These can be released easily, or in isolated cases naturally, above the tree line. Caution is to be exercised in particular at the base of rock walls and behind abrupt changes in the terrain, as well as adjacent to ridge lines and in gullies and bowls. Mostly avalanches are medium-sized. Additionally, in isolated cases, avalanches can penetrate near ground layers of the snowpack and reach large size in isolated cases, especially on west, north and east-facing slopes above approximately 2,200 meters, and on south-facing slopes at elevated altitudes. Shooting cracks when stepping on the snowpack can indicate the danger. And now the snowpack. 10 to 30 centimeters of snow, and even more in some localities, will fall. The sometimes storm-force wind will transport the new snow significantly. In some cases, the various wind slabs have bonded poorly together. The old snowpack will be weakly bonded in some places, especially on west, north and east-facing slopes above approximately 2,200 meters, and on south-facing slopes at elevated altitudes. We have the following danger patterns: DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind, DP.1, deep persistent weak layer. The tendency for Wednesday, the 1st of April 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.